Ed Asner is in town to portray FDR. Show's going to be tonight. It's a one-man performance, and he's been doing this all over the country. Also seems to pop up in a movie or two every year or so. Most recently, Pixar's Up was a big one he did. Of course, everybody knows him from Mary Tyler Moore Show, Lou Grant, and has seven Emmys altogether. We have him for just a couple minutes this morning. How are you, Ed?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's going on, Brian? You coming to the show?
If it's not sold out, are there still any tickets left?
There may be, but certainly if you want to come, call them and say, I insist.
733-4900 is the number for the Center of the Arts, and it is at 8 o'clock tonight. So is this a role that you kind of sought out to play, or did someone come to you? Are you a fan of FDR? How did all this arise?
Well, I've always worshipped FDR. I thought he was the greatest president ever. But I was one of the members of the Theater at Sea, which go on cruises and do selected pieces of drama as part of the entertainment for the passengers. And on my last cruise, I think it was, I had nothing to read or perform with, so Philip Langner, the producer, suggested that I do an abbreviated reading of this on the ship, which I did. It went well, and he then thought it'd be a good idea if we started touring as a one-man show. So we've been very successful, are continuing to be, and finally we're able to get it swung on a one-night stand to Jackson Hole. And I love this place, so I took advantage.
Have you been here before? You've been to this area?
Yeah, I used to own a condo at Spring Creek Ranch.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Seems like something I should have known. I had no idea.
Well, I couldn't get here enough. Getting here is the horrible problem, especially if you're on the... To get here, we were in Syracuse performing. We had to catch a plane to Chicago, catch another plane to Denver, catch another plane to Jackson Hole. That's not nice.
What time period did you live here?
I think it was early 80s.
Oh, okay. So things have probably changed a little bit, but not too much.
Oh, yeah. I had a beautiful condo, and what disturbed me greatly was renting it to people that I didn't like the shambles it became for when I wasn't around. So,
yeah, I'd imagine you did.
I decided to get out.
You'd have like a bunch of people who might just be here for the summer or something. They probably didn't care too much about the place.
Yeah.
So the show takes place at the, I guess, beginning of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's time as presidency and kind of goes through the end from the Depression to World War II. Can you kind of paint a little picture about what we can see? Are there kind of elaborate sets, or is it more of a kind of a storytelling type thing?
I'm the only elaborate thing you'll see on a stage. There's a desk and the various desk accessories and my cigarette holder and cigarettes and books and my wheelchair and the canes I use and the American flag, and that's about it.
So it's kind of more of a storytelling type atmosphere?
Right, right.
And
it starts with his talking to the audience about coming down with polio and takes him all the way through that travail and all the others, through the Depression, through World War II.
And is it fun kind of playing different theaters like this? throughout the country, or would you rather be in one place? Can you, I guess, define the experience of doing a show in a different place every night?
It's very taxing. It's not the show itself that's taxing. It's the traveling, the packing, the unpacking, the going through airport lines, going through security, encountering delays, which we did on one of the flights coming here, scaring the hell out of us that we'd missed the flight, the connecting flight. So all those things add up and give you great stress.
Well, the show does seem to be getting some good reviews, and it seems like an interesting topic. Once again, it is tonight, 8 o'clock, at the Center for the Arts. Ed Asner as FDR. You ever get a chance to see any of the old folks from Mary Tyler Moore?
Oh, from time to time, certainly. I ran into an old college classmate of Gavin McLeod's. So I'm eager to give him a call and tell him who I ran into.
Sitcom seemed so much based on chemistry. When you first met Mary Tyler Moore, was there kind of this instant relationship between you two where you just said to yourself, oh, this is going to work?
Well, I knew it was going to work, and by the time we finished the first show, I knew it was going to work. The audience gave us their approval very loudly.
And once again, we've had a chance to talk to Ed Asner for a couple minutes this morning. He is going to be portraying FDR this evening. One-man show at the Center for the Arts. That is at 8 o'clock over there. Not a lot of tickets left, so give them a call, 733-4900, if you'd like to go see it. Or I believe you can get tickets at Osquare Theater Company and Center Box Office as well. Well, we do thank you for your time, Ed.
Brian, it's a pleasure being in your neck of the woods, and I do mean woods. And I can't wait to strut my stuff in front of your people.